She's so Recently, one of our Diffusion members stopped shaving. Mark, our baby-faced presenter who's in the studio today, has turned rather introspective after this and decided to bring us all of the joys of hair now that he's got a little bit of a stubble going on. Mark?
Well, I'm not just stopping shaving for my own personal gain. This month we're celebrating Movember. That is, for a good cause, that's men's health, depression, prostate cancer, testicular cancer research. I'm growing a moustache, or a mo, for Movember. What do you think, Jackie? Is it working out so far?
Was it just a moustache, or are you going to go for the whole beard?
Or have you not washed your face this morning?
Had some Coke before I came here.
You got a magnet in there with some iron filing.
Well, I'm pretty much going to just see what grows, because as Jackie said, my face is a little bit baby-faced. I'm not going to have very much hair on my cheek, so we're going to see what happens, pretty much. But it's for a good cause. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about facial hair and human body hair. Facial hair is a secondary sex characteristic in human males. Most men develop facial hair in their latter years of puberty, so clearly I'm still waiting for puberty. Whilst many women also have some facial hair, but generally only after menopause, and generally less than men.
Although, no, there's little tiny hairs everywhere, though.
You do have little tiny hairs all over your body. Actually, everybody does that.
Okay.
But nothing you could wax into a nice handlebar
no, not like what we're going for here. No. Well, male beardedness has the great name of pogonotrophy. I'm glad I got that right. And it's culturally associated often with wisdom and virility. And excessive hairiness in women is known as hirsutism and is usually an indication of abnormal hormone variation. The amount of facial hair varies from individual to individual and also between ethnic groups. For example, men from East Asian, West African or Native American backgrounds typically have much less facial hair than those of European, Middle Eastern or South Asian descent. But why does it grow out of the side of our faces? There are many reasons, or there are many theories as to why humans have relatively less body hair than the other great apes do. Some of these theories include the fact that early humans lived on African savannas and lost their hair in order to more easily control their body temperature. Another theory is the idea of neoteny, which is a form of sexual selection where one mate chooses another because of their useful, that is, less hairy looks.
I think that's true.
Well, Jackie, you were saying you liked hairless people before.
So you're pro-Brazilian?
I just think like it's nice to touch someone's arm and not have lots and lots of
hair.
Whatever
it might be.
Well, that's another actually theory why people like why men might like blonde women, because it reminds them of their youth. Because people start out with lighter hair when they're younger and it goes darker. That's the type of neoteny.
Okay.
No.
Learn something every day.
Well, this is diffusion. Another more recent theory suggests that we lost our hair to reduce our vulnerability to fur-loving parasites. Ian, you know something about this?
Well, I've heard that you can actually tell how long humans have been wearing clothes by looking at the coevolution of body louses that actually live in clothes. And they've been around humans so long that they only live within our clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems that the loss of our hair seems to parallel the gain in our clothes, for instance, the development of our culture and our understanding. So we could lose hair, we don't need it to keep warm, but we get clothes. So we lose fur-loving parasites and get clothes-loving louse.
Exactly.
What's the solution to this, Mark?
Nudity.
Nudity and hairlessness, Jackie. There's a myth out there that hair and nails continue growing for several days after death. Often people have thought that others previously dead were still alive because of this, but this unfortunately is a myth. The appearance of growth is actually caused by the retraction of skin as the surrounding tissue dehydrates, making it look like the nails and hair were growing. So actually the skin was just shrinking down. And as we get older, hair becomes greyer as the pigment in the hair is lost, and the hair becomes colourless. But actually, it's not grey. Hair doesn't actually turn grey. It either turns white or colourless or stays its natural colour. Hair looks grey. A head of hair looks grey because of these two colours mixing. So people with blonde hair, when they age, usually develop white hair. And then red-haired people end up with a sandy-coloured hair, and then eventually it turns white. But that's for the lucky ones who get to keep their hair. Now, we've all got our hair still in here. We're not really suffering from male pattern baldness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's estimated that about half of all men, by the time they're 50, will suffer from male pattern baldness.
Half?
About half of all men.
That's a big percentage.
Well, it's thought that there's some evolutionary benefit to this because it's also seen in other apes. but I can't actually think of an evolutionary benefit to going bald.
So, Mark, why aren't you shaving your facial hair for a whole month?
Well, it's for a good cause. It's for this Movember cause, and you can look this up at www.movember.com.au. And I'm actually looking for sponsorship to grow this mustache. Sponsorship funds are going to go into research into male depression, prostate cancer, which actually kills more people than breast cancer each year, and testicular cancer. So these are really good causes, men's health, often under-recognised. And through that website at movember.com.au, you can actually sponsor people online with your credit card. So you can search for me, Mark West, M-A-R-C West, type me into the site and use your credit card, and you can sponsor away. All donations over $2 are tax deductible. And at the end of this month, we're going to have some video of all this. Ooh. And we're going to do some time-lapse photography. I've taken a photo of myself every day so far and watched it grow. So it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, I am also not shaving any facial hair for the next month, but don't bother sponsoring me. Check out Mark West. 'Cause you're
And excessive hairiness in women is known as hirsutism and is usually an indication of abnormal hormone variation.
What? What about the wisdom?
The bearded lady.
I'm sure they're wise too.
I'm sure they're very wise. They're in circuses, I'm sure. Edit. When you're running from a train,
The Mr. Science Show, your weekly prescription of popular science. We talk about the science you want to hear about in a social context. For more stories and for the podcast, check out MrScienceShow.com. I'm Mark West, looking forward to seeing you there.